is violist Kate Reed in performance, and that's a piece from a debut album released through Leaf Music. It's out next week, November 18th. The project looks to mix Baroque repertoire with experimental electronics. It is titled After, and it's a grafting of modern onto antiquity, entwining names like Bach with electronic improvisation. You might call it a melodic counterpoint for the modern age. The album features two new commissions, a collaborative set of works, and also solo Baroque repertoire. Kate Reed is based in St. John's, Newfoundland. She has performed with the Atlantic String Quartet as a principal violist with the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra, the Opera of the Avalon as well. Her ensemble has been part of the Grosmorne Summer Music Festival. She's worked with New Classical FM playlisters Duo Concertante. In 2005, she joined the BBC Symphony Orchestra in the viola section throughout the early 2010s. She also played regularly with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, as well as the Philharmonia and the London Symphony Orchestra. She spent time in Norway as well, sessional professor of viola at Memorial University in Newfoundland, and works with the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra in educational programming. It is our pleasure to welcome Kate Reed to the New Classical FM. Great to be with you.
Thanks very much. What a nice introduction.
I could have gone on, but I do want to ask, how are things on the rock? And I guess there's been just a lot of work around the province after the hurricane, and I don't know how it affected you.
In St. John's, we had this amazing, amazing sunny day. It was windy, but we were blown away by how little it affected us here. But we were thinking a lot about the people out west, for sure.
Right.
We were extremely lucky to have missed that.
Our own Kathleen Kadjioka, a renowned violist in this country, and I know she has a specific feelings about the instrument, the power, the beauty of it. Tell us about your choice in playing it and kind of how it's taken you around the world.
I started playing violin as a youngster. I was four, and I think I was introduced to the viola when I was about 14, and instantly took to the sound, the deeper sound of it. And I like that position in the middle of the string quartet. I like being in the middle of things, and that suits me very well. But I love bringing the viola as a solo instrument, and the strength of sound that it has, and the warmth. And when I've played solo concerts, people often comment on how they've enjoyed hearing the viola as a solo instrument, because it does get kind of hidden away. It becomes part of the texture in a quartet or symphony orchestra. So I've been fortunate enough to tour a lot with big name orchestras, and I've done a huge variety of stuff in my life, I'd say. From being in the north of Norway, playing in a small ensemble in tiny towns, and traveling around the province of Newfoundland, playing in smaller communities, and the opportunities that being here brings to me to collaborate with a variety of musicians is really exciting.
I have a son-in-law who's from Newfoundland, and then I have my good friend Tom Power, who of course is from St. John's, where you are. It is fascinating to me how if you can stay or if you can go back, that is often what happens.
Yeah, I did come here in 2001 and I stayed for 3 years, and I went back to England thinking that was it, that I would stay in England or in Europe. But people say, yeah, you come for a year and then you end up staying forever. And I guess that's what's happened to me eventually, because I came back.
If you're just joining us, violist Kate Reed is with us. Her album After is available next week, November 18th, through Leaf Music. Let's talk a little bit about what you sort of touched on right at the beginning here. Yes, you've worked with these large ensembles, chamber music, and so on, but there's this opportunity to really express who you are as an artist, but also show off the tonality and the beauty of this instrument. And I guess that all came together for this project.
Yeah, it really did. It started as a small project in my head that I was going to make this album. I guess it grew out of the pandemic like so many people have in the last few years, but it gave me more time to explore repertoire and to practice by myself. I'd long wanted to experiment with electronics, and I finally had time to do that. There's a community of people here that have helped me with that too, which has been really fun. to get together with them and done lots of improvising since meeting those people. So it grew off as a small project in my head, and then I got the grant that I applied from ArtsNL, and then thought, oh, I should apply to Canada Council, and then Leaf got on board, and it kind of grew into this project that's kind of overwhelmed me with how much support I've had for it. So
just on the electronic side of things, I mean, I've picked up many a guitar in my lifetime, and you start to play around with delays, and you start to play around with looping and different levels of distortion and so on. Mm-hmm. And that is a deep rabbit hole. you can go down a long way, and it is, because it is so, I think it's a lot of fun for one.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also a magic to it, and you can kind of get lost in it. And obviously, in your case, you can compose within that.
Yeah, I can. It feels a bit like being a kid in a candy store, for sure.
Looking
at different pedals and think, oh, I need to try that one. And being in extremely geeky discussions with people about different pedals that we
sure.
we enjoy.
Sure. So. As you were collaborating with people and learning and getting gear and so on, and was there a concept you had when you started, or was it sort of being built around that exploration?
I think I had very vague ideas about building layers of sounds, I guess, as we do. My initial biggest interest was in looping and building layers. And but since I've started doing it, I've become interested in kind of making it more distorted rather than sort of something that is clearly rhythmic. Michelle LaCour, who's the sound engineer on the album, we'd also planned to collaborate for a long time, with her playing electronics and found sounds and me playing with loops and delays and all kinds of stuff. And we hadn't managed to do it. And then, so for this project, I asked her if she would do an improv for the album. So we got together, and for about a year before we actually went into the studio, we got together and jammed and experimented with all kinds of stuff, that was excellent. One of the most fun things I've done for a long time.
So great to have these collaborations, and then a couple of actual commissions for this particular record sort of sandwiched into the mix.
Yeah, that was also extremely exciting to have a couple of pieces written for me. I was playing Nico Muhly's Keep in Touch, and that's also on the album. And then I really enjoyed playing with electronics and kind of that feeling, that relationship between myself and the composer is kind of even more exaggerated in that situation.
Sure.
Having the track to play along with. Andrew Staniland, who's here, he's on the faculty at MUN, Memorial University. He does a lot of pieces for solo instruments and electronics. So he was a natural choice of a composer to write a piece for me. And then Benton Rourke, who wrote the other piece, he's one of the artistic directors for Sound Symposium Festival here. He divides his time between here and Toronto. He was just seemed another excellent choice. And it's just overwhelmed with how amazing it is to have these two pieces. They're such fun to play.
As you start to reflect on what you've done and sort of the journey to experiment and then get to the recording studio, the title is After. And so tell us about that decision.
Yeah, it came to me one morning. Finally, I was looking for inspiration. And I guess I like the multiple meanings of the word after, that this album comes after all the things I've done in my life, but it's also something that I'm after doing, like it's something that I want, that I desire to do this. And also, it's a kind of play on a Newfoundland use of the word, because here they say, folks will say, I'm after going to the store, which means I've just been to the store,
right?
Rather than I want to go to the store, which is how I would use it. So I had kind of lots of playful conversations with colleagues where we play around with the different meanings. So it has a lot of different meanings for me, that title, which all kind of come together.
I can hear my son-in-law's voice in my head now that you've pointed that out.
And, absolutely
true. Is this sort of opening Pandora's box when you've gone down a certain road? You've played so much classical repertoire and worked with some of the great ensembles around the world and throughout the Western world. I mean, what does this do for you creatively as you start to look ahead for yourself as a musician?
Yeah, I definitely am starting to plan the next projects and working on more commissions and more collaborative improvisation kind of projects. So yeah, it's
a bit of a gateway drug of some kind.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I've just got my hands on it yesterday and able to give it a first listen. And I just think it's a wonderful exploration. And I'm so glad that Leaf Music and everything worked out in line for this to happen. And congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much.
Kate Reed, violist and with orchestras and ensembles around North America and Europe, a music educator, and now offering this fascinating journey. It is out next Friday, November 18th, through Leaf Music. This is a piece from it, from Kate Reed, here on the New Classical FM.